Welcome back to Tarani Mechanach Yom Yud Oyuamans Initiative. My name is Micha Horowitz, and today we'll continue our study of Sefer Shoftim, up to Perek Chaf. All right, this is the Perek of the Civil War that follows the Maisa, the horrific narrative and happening of the concubine at Giva. The tribes of Israel are outraged at what happened in the territory of Binyamin, and they mobilize en masse, all together, Kish Echad, the verses tell us, to fight and to decimate the tribe of Binyamin. It is a very lengthy parak. It is 48 psukim long, so we do not have time to go through all of the psukim, but I will give you a comprehensive overview, and it is a very tragic and very terrible civil war when tens of thousands of soldiers on both sides, from the troops of Israel and from the troops of Binyamin, fall in this civil war. There's no other way to describe it. Perichav pasuk aleph. Vayetu kol bnei Yisrael vatikahel ha'eda kish echad lemidan va'al be'er sheva v'eretz ha'gilad al Hashem ha'mitzpah. And all of the children of Israel, remember, the Levite sent pieces of the concubine, rachmana litzam, to all the territories and all the tribes of Israel. So everybody received a piece of this woman's body. And they all come for battle. And all the children of Israel went out, and the whole assembly gathered. Ki'ish Echad. The Perek tells us about three different times they are Ki'ish Echad. They are united to fight against Binyamin from Dan to Beersheba to the land of the Gila to Hashem at Mitzpah. So verse 1 tells us about the mobilization and the coming out of other troops. Verse 2 tells us that 400 Arba Meos Alafish Ragli Sholev Charev, 400 troops, all drawers of sword, come out to this battle. And the Bnei Binyamin, Pasuk Gimel here, that the children of Israel are mobilizing their troops at Mitzpah. But before the children of Israel go to war, they call upon the Levite, and they want to hear the story from him. There's something very interesting in this Pasuk. Pasuk Gimel, Vayishmu Bnei Binyamin, Kialu Bnei Israel Mitzpah. The Bnei Binyamin here, it's impossible to not hear that 400,000 troops of Israel are amassing against them. Second half of the Pasuk, Vayomu Bnei Israel, and the children of Israel say to the Levite, Dabru, speak. I want to hear his first-hand account. You know what the next word is? Eicha. Eicha. And my Navi, I circle that in pink, red, pink pen, exclamation mark, and I wrote, wow. You think that's an accident? We already know, and I stress it all the time, that nothing in Tanakh is an accident. The first word they say to him after Dabru speak is Eicha. And that's in fact correct. Perhaps Ribbono Shalom is telling us Eicha. Alas, how is it possible that my children have deteriorated to such a state? How is it possible that my children are ki'ish echad, not united to be together, but united to fight against each other with such horrific consequences? Eicha nehiyasa hara hazos. So they say to him, so please tell us how this happened. Pasuk Dalet, and the Levite, the husband, it calls him the husband of the woman who was murdered, says about Givasa and Binyamin, Basi, I came to the territory of Giva for the tribe of Binyamin, me and my Pilagesh, and we were there to sleep. And Baalei HaGiva, the people of this town, all surrounded the house at night. They wanted to kill me, and they raped my concubine, and she died. And I grabbed hold of my Pilagesh, and I cut her up, and I sent to all the fields, to all the territories of Israel, so that everyone could see that an abomination, lewdnessness, has been done in Israel. And then he says, Hinei kulcham b'nei Yisrael, pasuk zayin, havu lechem davar ve'etzalam. You hear what I'm telling you, the b'nei Yisrael? You're all here, children of Israel. What do you think about this? Let us take counsel here and now. Let's make a decision. And what is their decision? Vayakam kol am ki'ish echad lemor. And the whole nation gets up like one man. Once again, we're told ki'ish echad. It reminds me of Matan Torah. When Rashi tells us, Vayichon sham Yisrael neged ha'har, perik yotas pasuk beis of Sefer Shemos. Israel camped there opposite the mountain. At that point, they encamped. They mobilized like one man with one heart for Matan Torah. Here they are mobilizing for civil war. And the whole nation got up like one man and they said, no one's going back to his tent. No one's going back home. This is what we are going to do in Giva. And Pasuk Yod, they say, we will take 10 men out of 100 for all the tribes, and 100 out of 1,000, and 1,000 out of 10,000. In other words, Steindots Nevi'im, they are taking 1/10 of every tribe. And what is this 1/10 of every tribe going to do? They are tasked with the provisions for battle. Lakachas Tzeda L'am. The army needs food, the army needs provision. 1/10 of every tribe will be providing provisions for the army. La'asos levom le'geva Binyamin, because the army's coming. They're going to be attacking Geva in Binyamin. Why? K'chol ha'nivala asher asa b'Yisrael, because of this abomination that has been done in Israel. And all the troops of Israel gathered to one city again, third time. Pasuk Gilad, ki ish echad chaveirim. For battle, they're all together, friends. And if you look at the Ramban that I referred to look at yesterday, Ramban Tiberius Perik Yotes Pasuk Ches, he explains why this slaughter of the B'nai Binyamin was not justified. The act was horrific. The rape all night by the people in the town was deplorable. Such a thing, hanivala asos achosenu, should our sister be made like a harlot? Such a thing should never happen in Israel. Jewish men, B'nai Israel, do not act like this. But yet, the Ramban proves halachically that this war was not justified. And the Ramban also points out there that they did not consult with Hashem. They didn't go up to Shiloh, they didn't go to the Mishkan, they didn't go to the Kohen. They did not consult with Hashem if they should go to war or not. Now, that Vayishlichu Shiftei Yisrael, Anashim Pasuk Gebeis, Bechol Shiftei Binyamin, Leimar, Maharazos Asher Nehisa Bechem. Israel, the troops of Israel, send the messenger to the tribe of Binyamin, and they say, what is this terrible abomination that has happened? And now they give an ultimatum to the tribe of Binyamin. Tenu es ha'anashim b'nei b'lial, asher b'giva, v'nimi seim, v'na'avara v'n'u'neva'ara ra misra. Now, if you hand over the men who committed the rape, the evil men who committed this travesty, and we put them to death, the evil will be uprooted for Israel. V'lo avu Binyamin l'shma b'kolachem b'nei Israel. But Binyamin bands together as a tribe, and they refuse to give over the sinners. They're unwilling to give over their brethren. And now, Binyamin counter-mobilizes. Pasuk Gedalet, v'ya'asu b'nei Binyamin min ha'arim ha'givasa. B'nei Binyamin now mobilize. Latzeis l'mechama in b'nei Israel. There's going to be a war of the tribe of Binyamin against the tribes of Israel. And they gathered. How many gathered? Verse 15, Pasuk Tesvav, Esrim v'shisha alafi sholev chav, 26,000 men, drawers of sword, in addition to, from the city of Giva, 700 soldiers gathered. So Binyamin is a very small army compared to the army of Israel. However, they have a special tactic. All these people who they gathered from Giva, 700 select men, are left-handed. If you remember, we spoke about that back in Perek Gimel. And they could sling a stone at a hare and not miss. So they have a special tactic, even though the people of Binyamin have a much smaller army, 26,000 men plus 700 snipers. And that's going to give them an upper hand in the first 2 days of war. Pasuk Yud Ches tells us that the B'nai Israel go up, they go to Beis El, and they inquire of God. So now you're going to say, I just told you they didn't inquire of God. But the Ramban points out, they did not ask if they should inquire of God, if they should go to war. What did they ask? They went to Beit El by the means of the Urim V'tumim, that the Kohen Gadol wears. They asked, Mi ya'ala lanu b'tchila l'mechama im B'nai Binyamin. They don't ask if they should go to war. They just ask who should go first to war. Hashem says Yehuda should go first. Now that makes sense. Yehuda is Malchus. Yehuda takes responsibility for his actions. Yehuda is the one who gets a job done. So Hashem says, you're not asking if you should go to war, but Derech Shadam Rotze Lech, Bamal Dichino, so Malchus Tam B, you want to go to war? I'm not telling you not to go to war. You didn't ask me. The Ramban points out they never asked Hashem if they should go to battle. And the B'nai Israel woke up in the morning, day one, and they camp by Giva. And the men of Israel go out to war with Binyamin. And they arrange their men in battle formation. And the B'nai Binyamin come out from Giva. And surprise of surprises, the smaller army smote the larger. V'yashchisu b'Yisrael b'yamuhu shnayim v'asrim alef ish arza. We're on day one of the war. The children of Binyamin slay on that day 22,000 men of Israel. I can't even understand what these numbers are telling us. 22,000 of the B'nai Israel have just been slayed by sword and slingshot and snipers of the B'nai Binyamin. B'nai Israel are not deterred. They rearrange themselves. They get back into battle formation where they were on the first day. And the Bnei Yisrael go up, and they cry before Hashem until the evening, and they ask Hashem, Ha'osif l'gashas l'mechama b'nei b'nyamin achiva, yom Hashem, alu elav. So after so many have been slain in battle, 22,000 from the troops of Israel, they go back to Hashem, and they say back to the Mishkan, so should we continue to encounter this war? Should we continue to battle with Binyamin? Hashem says, yes, go up to him. Remember, they never asked in the first place if it was the right thing to do. And it's a recurring theme that we have seen through the Sefer Shoftim, and something that I'm trying to point out to you. We cannot make our own decisions. Ish hayashar be'enus av yaseh. This was a time when people did what was right in their own eyes. We must ask our competent Rabbanim, our poskei halacha, to know what the proper thing to do is. And again, the Ramban says they never asked if they should go to war. So now it's the second day of war. Pasuch av dalet, and the B'nai Binyamin come out from Giv'ah on the second day. And again, the B'nai Binyamin slay the B'nai Yisrael. So remember, on the first day, how many did they kill? 22,000, verse 21, 22,000. And on the second day, 18,000. Od shmonas asar alef ish arza. Kol ela shol fecher. These are warriors. These are drawers of sword. And on the second day, the Binyamin killed from Israel, 18,000. On the first day, 22,000. And Bnei Yisrael go up. They come to Beis El and they cry. They're engaged in some sort of teshuvah. They sit before Hashem. They fast until evening. They bring korbanos to Hashem. And they ask again. The Aron Bris Hashem is there. And Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen is there. Remember this incident, the concubine of Giv'ah and the Pesel Micha, actually occur in the beginning of Sefer Shoftim, even though it's written all the way at the end of Sefer Shoftim. Beginning of Sefer Shoftim, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, who went into the land with Yehoshua, he is serving, and they say, now they say, Ha'osif odotzeis l'mechama im b'nei binyamin. Clearly they realize something is very wrong. And at this point, they ask from the Kohen, Pinchas ben Elazar ben Aaron HaKohen, the Kohen Gadol, should we continue to go to battle with Binyamin, or should we stop? And Hashem says, Alu, ki machar etnenu biyadecha. The reply back through Pinchas is, Hashem says, go up, because tomorrow I will give them in your hand. So now, on the third day, Bnei Yisrael changed tactics, and now they lay an intricate ambush. Now we're on day three of the battle. Day one, 22,000 fell from Israel. Day two, 18,000 fell from Israel. The numbers are staggering. This is just, I mean, when you think of the weeks between Sefer HaOmer, the weeks between Pesach and Shavuos, and we mourn for 12,000 pairs of Rabbi Akiva students who were killed. Shneim Asar Elv Zugim Tamidim Hayula L'Rabbi Akiva Yavam 62B V'Kulam Mesu V'Perek Echad, and we mourn for 24,000. I mean, here we're talking about 22. And 40,000 men of Israel have been killed by their own brothers in 2 days. On the third day, the Bnei Yisrael lay an intricate ambush against the Bnei Binyamin. 30 more men from Israel fall, but the Bnei Binyamin believe that the Bnei Yisrael are going to be defeated. Again, I don't have time to go all through the psukim of the ambush. It's a complicated ambush. The Bnei Yisrael drive them onto the highways. They through their ambush, the Bnei Yisrael run away from the city of Giv'ah, from the tribe of Binyamin. They draw the Bnei Binyamin away from their cities, the soldiers. They think that they're going to smote the Bnei Yisrael again, but there are those laying an ambush. The Bnei Binyamin do not realize that. Vayigov Hashem es Binyamin lefnei Yisrael, vayishchisu Bnei Yisrael Binyamin beyamahu, third day of battle, verse 35, and Hashem smote the Binyamin before the children of Israel, and the children of Israel destroyed from Binyamin on that day, esrim v'chamisha alaf umea ish, 25,100 men of Binyamin, all drawers of sword, fall on that day. The war continues, there is more ambush, there's battle, there's deceit, there is the burning of the city of Giv'ah. The Ish Yisrael pasuk mem alaf hafach vayibahel Ish Binyamin. The children, the Bnei Yisrael, caused pandemonium, confusion, and panic amongst the Bnei Binyamin, because the Bnei Binyamin see that the bad has clung to them. In other words, they're being destroyed. So the children of Israel turn to the way of the desert. Vahamilchama hid bikasu, and the war is clinging to them. In other words, they're still in battle. Verse 44 tells us, Vayipu mibinyamin shmona asar alef ish. 18,000 men now fall from Binyamin. All of them were warriors. And then we're told in Pasuk Mem, hey, an additional 5,000 of Binyamin were killed. So from the Bnei Yisrael, first day 22,000, second day 18,000, third day 30. From the Bnei Binyamin, 25,100. Then 18,000, and then an additional 5,000. Plus 2 more thousand. So in total, The pasuk tells us on this day of battle alone, Vayihu kol hanofim b'Binyamin 25,000 shalev cher b'yamahu. On this day, 25,000 were killed from the Bnei Binyamin. That does not include those who were killed on the first day, 25,000, 1,000, 100. It's over 50,000 who have just fallen from Binyamin, and 40,000 from the Bnei Yisrael. Pasuk Mem Ches. V'ish Yisrael shavu al Bnei Binyamin, v'yakum lefi cherv me'ir, me'som, al behema, al kol ha'nimtza, gam kol ha'arim ha'nimtza, shilcha ba'ish. The soldiers of Binyamin were almost completely eliminated. The men of Israel now go to the cities of Binyamin. They strike anyone who is left in the cities, the populated cities, the animals, everything that was found there. And the cities of Binyamin, they set on fire. It's a terrible episode in the history of Am Yisrael. It is a tragic episode, and it is very difficult for us to learn and to hear, especially in the world in which we live. Our enemies are banding together to destroy. They will never be able to, because Baruch HaMatzilenu Miyadim, that their role is to destroy Klal Yisrael, to see such a graphic, horrific war with mass casualties amongst Bnei Yisrael, against the tribes, against Binyamin. And again, the Ramban says this war was not justified in the first place. It's a very difficult chapter in the history of Am Yisrael. Thank you for studying together. Yilu Nishamani Motenu Yikrod, Esther Oppenheimer La Hashem, and Sarah Shankar La Hashem, each deeply devoted and proud to transmit their families to our legacy to next generation. Bezrat Hashem, tomorrow we will learn the final parak of Sefer Shoftim and conclude our learning together. Kol Tov and thank you to. I should say we will conclude our learning together for Sefer Shoftim of this Nachyomi Saika. Kol Tov and thank you to all.